What's the most sustainable way to love fashion? It's changing the way you shop by shopping with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted source for authenticated luxury resale. When you shop with The RealReal, you'll find the luxury brands you love, like Prada, Celine, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail. And when you're ready to refresh your wardrobe, you can sell the pieces you no longer wear to fund your next new to you finds. Buy, sell, repeat. Guilt-free. The RealReal extends the life cycle of luxury by keeping coveted items in rotation. Sell to shop, shop to sell with The RealReal. It's better for the planet and better for your closet. Plus, during Earth Month, you can earn $100 extra when you sell with The RealReal. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn $100 extra during the entire month of April at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a Thursday on the big show, and the big man is back. The only guy that's going to make a second appearance in guest host week history, Nick, I think. But Raheel, back for a second day. That means we must like him, as Raheel Ramzanali joins the fray with me and Nick as we get ready for a Thursday on The Usual Suspects. But, man, what's up?
What's going on, man?
What's up?
Yeah, 2 days, one mic. I like it. I like my odds there.
2 days, one mic.
Yeah, it's a new little video that I'm creating, maybe.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
You already have a saucy little logo. I've been doing these videos forever, but you already have a logo.
Well,
I'm not bitter about it, but I might be pissed.
You might be a little bitter. But, Joel, here's the thing. What did I do? Again, it goes back to Monday, right, where you said, hey, do you want 1 or 2 days? And I said, I'll take two. You always just got to ask and take it.
I didn't say, do you want 1 or 2? I was like, are you available?
1 or 2.
For 1 or 2 days next week.
So, okay, Nick, if you got that text message, what are you assuming?
I'm assuming that he may be offering me 2 days to fill in.
Maybe.
Is how I would have interpreted it.
Yes, thank you, Nick.
At the same time, I praised you for that. Was a smart move. And I don't know how you ask and take something at the same time. But
praise about these savvy little business moves people make.
He doesn't want to give you credit.
Got to praise Allah. That's it. That's the thing. When they said, "Hey, do you want to do some videos?" I said, "Absolutely." But I said, "I'm going to do some. Can you make me a logo or something?" Also, you got to ask. You got to take it. Mm. Come on, Joel.
Like I said, I'm good with it. I mean, you worked hard in our production meeting. You're always here on time, ready to go. So I feel like I don't worry. Like, Randy McAvoy, great dude. But Randy McAvoy, I scared the hell out of him because the minute he sat down, I said, we're going to talk about nothing but penis and sex today, Randy. And you should, it's like he had seen nothing but ghosts.
Man, Randy is not about that.
No, not about that
my
at
man
all.
Randy
and then
is
Lance, because the he best. Was late. And then when Lance came in, it took him like an hour to get into it. But then all of a sudden, the final hour, it was like, he was in overdrive, which was great.
Yeah, that's why I was running behind, so I had to go get a haircut during the day in between because I knew I was filling in, so I wouldn't have time afterwards. And I'm emceeing a big event on Saturday, so I wouldn't have time tomorrow working on some stuff. So I was like, let me go get a haircut. I should be fine. That's 2 hours, right? But I forgot that right now at 610 and I-10, they've decided to just tear down both freeways and figure out like a way to rebuild while no traffic can get through.
For how long?
I don't know. It literally took me 45 minutes to travel 3 miles.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah, for how long? That's the big key, because our vet is over there on Westheimer between like Shepherd and Montrose. So after the show yesterday, Lisa met me at the station and I had to take one of our dogs in, and the groomer lady came out and she goes, are you going to be in trouble with all the work on 610? I go, what work on 610? I said, we actually exit on Chimney Rock, so I don't have to worry about it. She goes, oh, no, I'm going to have to get through it, and I don't know how long it's going to be there. So then I started asking some questions, and I'm like, because the other thing is they're working on expanding 59 at 6:10.
Yeah, that's right. They're putting the...
So that's that's even more awful. As bad as Houston traffic is, IEC 290, which may be done by, what, the new millennium. Why? And at the same time?
It's...
And with school returning?
Yeah. It's brilliant.
Yeah, right?
It's going to be bad.
Brilliant marketing. You know why? Because you'll remember how bad it was at one point, and then when it's finally complete, we'll be so appreciative. Like,
we'll be dead.
Oh, my God. Remember how bad it was?
Yeah, right. You may not be, but I'm pretty confident I'll be dead by the time all these highways are fixed, because 290 has been like, what, 16 years?
But I don't think that's fixable, though. 290, you can't. No. You have to just leave it as it is, right? Like, what can you do? Unless it's like falling apart.
Remember they said it was supposed to be done by the Super Bowl? That was their big goal.
Yeah,
this past Super Bowl two years ago. And that's not, maybe the next Super Bowl when Houston gets it.
Which is 2000, I don't even remember.
You think he changes his name to Dr. Dre on propellers or something like that by then? Because Dr. Dre on 290, that 290 is all.
I don't see how truck drivers do it, honestly. Getting through that traffic, just
but
all around that
big thing.
He knows
every route, too, because he told me, because the last time I got stuck at 290, he was like, man, just hit me up next time, and I'll tell you how to get all the side streets and back roads to get. I needed it, too, because you ain't lying. When it gets locked up, you are going nowhere for a long period of time.
But once you get past, like, the Beltway, and then you get towards 99 Grand Parkway.
Yeah, it's better.
Then it's cool. Then it's a beautiful scenic drive of nothing.
There's nothing there.
I love it. Like, when you go to College Station, you go 290 to 6, right? And it's just nothing.
Nope. Like, and with the Grand Parkway going all the way to the Woodlands.
Oh, yeah.
It is. Absolutely nothing. It's like a marsh.
Yeah.
It's awful.
There you go. It's a little traffic talk.
Are you going to tip us off on what's this? You're emceeing. I mean, what are you emceeing?
Yeah. So there is a foundation that I've been a part of since I was in the sixth grade. I've been like volunteering with it. It's called the Aga Khan Foundation.
Okay.
And they help out, in undeveloped countries. They help women's literacy, education for everyone. They're, providing financing for small businesses out there. A lot of great things being done. So I've been a part of this since I was a kid.
Really?
Like when I was in sixth grade and they asked me to MC the event. It's their big event here. It's going to be
a gala?
It is a banquet.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think it is a gala, but they're calling it a banquet. So I'm happy they're calling it a banquet because then I don't have to rent a tuxedo, which I'm okay with. Like, I'm just going to ride.
You don't own one?
I know.
All the stuff that you do?
I always go suit.
Okay.
Yeah. And if I have to rent a tuxedo, I'll rent it. But yeah. I like a slim cut suit more.
I know you do.
Yeah. It has to be super tight.
Yeah.
Tight, tight, tight. So I'm doing that.
Don't bend over quickly kind of tight is what you like.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Grape smashers. Why?
Yeah.
I just don't get it.
Well, no.
Give the
boys
some room. Freedom for all.
But no, that's the common misconception with slim cut suits and pants is it's not slim cut down there. I mean, they give you an area for everything to breathe.
So you got a pouch and tights. It doesn't make sense to me. It's just not the kind of waist that I need in trousers.
No, the way they make the pants, there's room to breathe. It's not a pouch. It's just you don't have to slim it up over there, too.
You got to give Lance a hard time, too. He told us yesterday that he uses those, what's the underwear made out of, like, dry fit?
The fancy boxers.
The ones that is, like, second skin with the commercials that were the cartoon guy, regular underwear. Oh, looks like
Duluth?
Duluth. He admitted he uses Duluth trading underwear.
He looks like a Duluth user.
He really does, doesn't he? Yeah, he looks like he doesn't wipe unless it was absolutely necessary. He's just one of those guys that likes to rough it.
Yeah, hey, man, do what you got to do. I'm not one to judge.
Tuxedos don't ever go out of style. I mean, so pro tip, I gave all the guys in my wedding, it wasn't a rental, they got to keep it.
Nice.
So everybody in my wedding now can no longer use the excuse that they have to rent a tuxedo.
Good for you. See, I don't wear a tuxedo, but maybe once every 4 years, 3 years.
Yeah.
I just don't, because when I go to weddings, I'm now at the point where I don't have to impress anybody.
I'm with you. Yeah, right? I just go suit.
Go suit. And then at events like these, I'm still young enough where if I don't wear a tuxedo, no one's going to judge me.
Dark suit you can get by.
I'm going with a gray suit because I'm emceeing. I want to stand out. I don't want to just blend in.
What's the hemline? How much sock is showing?
Normal. I haven't hemmed these up.
Is it going to sit on the laces or is it right at the ankle bone? Or are you going to go up enough so that people can see your socks?
No, I want to go up and up.
I know you do.
I do, but I don't think I'll have time to go get those altered. So it'll probably just be right above ankle.
Just in case, you're going to have some vibrant socks.
Yeah. Oh, I love flashy. My sock game is good.
I figured.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll be doing that.
Anything eventful, Nick?
Nothing.
In the overnight hours?
Nothing. Nothing eventful at all. Just Another day for me.
Okay.
Another day.
But Raheel says he shops twice a month, you said?
Oh, dude.
Still?
I don't buy. I go shopping.
Man, once I got married and we had a kid, I was like, well, I used to shop all the time, and mm-hmm. like you, a couple times a week. And if I'm, you know, Friday, Saturday nights, fine. Now, nah. My wife loves it because she has to for work and everything anyway. Right. So the freaking Amazon boxes are, like I said, the guy feels like he's part of our family. He stops by so much. But for me, nah.
Yeah, we live really close to Katy Mills. So for us, we hop in the car. We can be in Katy Mills with no traffic in about 12 minutes, which is nice.
Yeah.
I love Katy Mills because you got Nike out there, yep. Adidas, Under Armour, all the big stores that we would enjoy. And right. then you've got the J. Crew store out there and all that. But we just go out there and we'll walk it sometimes, you know.
That's what we do. We're close to you. So, and Nick is too. But I don't know how your daughter feels about it. Taylor loves the merry-go-round and all those kind of things too. So it's like you can make it a family venture and keep it kind of where it's, you know, everything is kind of organized and secure so that you don't have to worry about her running away or having anything get out of hand. She loves that. Now, the pro tip there, though, is if you're after Nike, because I'm with you, we live out by you, so we're pretty close and we go there a lot. But the thing is, if you're really looking to buy at Nike, the better Nike is the outlet mall off 290.
Yeah, 290 is a really good one. Yeah. I was going to show you my merry-go-round punch card, but I left it in the car.
We have one. Lisa keeps it in her purse.
We have a punch card. If you have a toddler, you have punch cards for little kid stuff. Yep. So, yeah, I like shopping. I like going out there, just seeing what's up. And then I don't like going to the Galleria because then that will set you back
a
little.
It's a zoo, too.
Yeah, it's a zoo. A lot of good people watching, though.
All right, we're just getting started. We got lots to get to, and glad you're along for the ride. So fasten your seatbelt and come along with us. It's Nick, it's Raheel, it's Joel. We're going to have some fun today and talk about some sports and other things. By the way, rest in peace, Aretha Franklin, as Aretha passed away today. So RIP to her. Crazy fun fact. You now have the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, the King of Rock and Roll, Elvis Presley, and the Sultan of SWAT, Babe Ruth, all passed away on August 16th. Weird, huh?
Dang, that's a lot of royalty.
It's going to freak me out every time August 16th comes
around. That's a little weird. So just throw that one in your trivia game to brain cells so that you can use it at another time. But rest in peace, Aretha Franklin. But we're here. You're here. Why don't we all just have some fun here up until 4 o'clock? It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to the show. It's The Usual Suspects. Barry doing some comedy in L.A. this week on a sabbatical or a vacation or whatever you want to call it. So we've had a plethora of co-hosts, and the only guy to do double duty and dip it twice. There, you see what I did there?
Nice.
Raheel, along with Nick and myself, we'll have some fun today. Just getting started. I did, fellas. Lisa had to sign a form the other night. I don't know, Raheel, if you have this at your daughter's school or not, but Lisa had to sign a form because Taylor took out another kid.
Good job.
You know, that's what I'm thinking. That's what I was going to ask you about. Because here's my thing. Lisa's all concerned. Like if she gets enough of these or if this is a problem, they may kick her out. And I'm like, but here's the thing. As the father of my daughter, if they're taking her toys or messing with her, I'd rather have her handle her business than cower and be bullied and do all these other things. So Lisa and I were having this discussion about this, and I was kind of laughing. I'm going, all right. And she goes, don't tell her that. And I'm like, well, I'm gonna encourage her not to rip someone's face off anymore. But I also like the fact that she has enough confidence that she can handle her business.
Yeah, so we have kids about the same age. Your daughter is, I believe, 6 months younger.
Kay's going to be, next weekend, Taylor's going to be 3.
Okay, so yeah, about 6 months. Mine is 3.5. And she had an issue when she was 2 where some kid came up to her and scratched her face. And I was like, okay, that's not acceptable. Obviously, they're kids. They're not trying to hurt each other.
Right.
But I did teach her that night. I was like, hey, if a kid comes up to you, you go, no, and then you push them away.
I call it doing the Heisman.
You got to teach them that, right? I don't encourage her to go fight her way into things, but you got to teach a little self-defense at this age.
Yeah, no question about it. And I don't know how your daughter's school is, and I've told Nick this before. They want to keep it anonymous. So the kid that gets hurt, you don't get to know who hurt them as parents. And if your kid did the hurting, you can't know if it's a boy or a girl or anything about that either. So I'm kind of like, well, as long as Taylor's delivering it instead of taking it, I'm like kind of okay with that. But then the people at her school, evidently they just lose all sense of reality, because the next day, the last time this happened, the next day I'm walking in with Taylor. And the girl at the front desk, with several parents dropping off their kids, she goes, "Oh, hey, Joel, did you trim Taylor's nails so she doesn't rip another kid's face off today?" And I went,
"Boom."
Oh.
And I looked at her in just shock, and she said, "What's?" I go, "So much for anonymity. I mean, the whole world knows that Taylor's a butt kicker now." She's like, "Oh, no one heard me." I go, "Yeah, not 35 parents around me. You're right. And everybody's going to give me the stink eye when I come back out after dropping her off in her classroom."
Hey, you should have taken charge of that situation and said, "And all you parents right now, I'm looking at you too. You mess with my daughter, or you have something to say."
No, you know what I
said? I got some nails right here for you.
Guess where she got it from?
Yeah.
Don't mess with me either.
Send a
people.
Message.
I am not in the mood.
Send a message to them. And then that girl up front, hey, when Teacher's Day rolls around, guess what you're not getting? That Starbucks gift card, because you talk too much.
God, parenting sucks. I wouldn't know what to do.
Awesome.
I wouldn't know what to do in that situation.
Yeah, they always say that. Like, we'll keep it confidential. Now, look, it's a bunch of. Okay, I'm not breaking any news here, but at most, you know, schools, daycares at this age, it's 98% women, roughly 98% women. At least at my school, there's not a male teacher.
Right.
There's all women. And then the chef, Chef Steve, is a male.
Right.
You got that many women, they're going to talk. All right. Hey, you see what Taylor did today? He gets out. And then all of a sudden, everybody's talking about it. There's no confidential agreements there. There's nothing.
None. And you know, but what I do like is, because I drop her off at school, and then she gets out of school while we're on the air, so Lisa picks her up. So if there's anything like this that goes down, Nick, in your future, if you ever slide one through the five hole, be the dropper off, not the picker up. Because the last time, they call Lisa into a side classroom, and there's like five faculty in there with her.
And she had to actually sit and listen.
And she has to kind of listen a little bit before she signs. She's like, "I felt like I was being interrogated." I go, "Better you than me. I'm all right with that." That's where I'm glad I didn't have to pick her up.
See, I wouldn't know how to handle a situation with my daughter coming home with a scratch face. That would kill me. Like, I wouldn't even know how to.
Yeah, they learn. They're tough kids. Do you try to be at the daycare? Are you trying to be the hot dad?
No.
You're not?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Mm-mm. Just like what we just talked about with shopping and clothes and stuff like that. You know me. First of all, for all you idiots out there, including El Jefe, who thinks I dress like Steve Harvey, no. You guys can both attest to and just watch the Sports Map videos. I have very well-tailored suits, very current cuts, all that other stuff. But if I don't have to wear it, I'm not wearing it. So if I'm dropping her off at school, I'm wearing shorts, a t-shirt, and a baseball hat.
All right. I'm shallow. Like, I'll go, because I go from here to the gym. And then I'll go pick up my daughter. And I also drop her, right?
You drop her, like, out of your arms?
No, I just, I go, "Get out of here. Go. Okay. Go. Right. I can't baby you all the way to..." I make her walk in traffic, everything.
That a boy.
Figure it out. But I'll go after my workout, and I'll go, like, sleeveless sometimes. I'll put my Euro headband in a little bit. I'm shallow.
And do you get noticed?
I'm shallow.
Do you get noticed?
Look, they don't say it. They don't go, "Oh, looking good today." But, you know, when they hold that gaze a little bit longer, Nick.
Oh, boy. The guys, you're talking about the dads or the moms?
I don't care. Either one. I'm equal opportunity.
We made eye contact.
Compliments, Joel. Man.
0.08 seconds, and I think she digs me. She's
probably
peeping me.
He probably gets back to the car and has a little, like, log where he keeps who looked at him.
You think so?
Yeah.
Little Steve's dad looked at my crotch.
Yo, little Steve's dad.
Daphne's mom had a long gaze of 0.8 tenths of a second.
I'm saying you don't have to act on those gazes, but just know when you look at somebody a little bit longer, you know, it's that look like, "Oh, this person's looking good." That could do wonders for a person. So,
is the wife okay with you all getting all hot and stuff at the daycare and trying to impress?
She doesn't like it that I do 20 push-ups before I walk in.
I'm pretty sure.
So you got the pump going, but she doesn't care.
You know that when I hoop and when I lift, I don't like sleeves.
Yeah, I hate sleeves.
But we also have like an understanding with Lisa. She never wants to see me in public wearing a sleeveless because it's a bad look.
Yeah, it's kind of tough.
And you're rolling into daycare.
After the gym, though.
With guns out.
Sometimes. When I'm just like, I feel like I need a compliment.
Where are you at on that, Nick?
When I need a compliment, I fish for compliments.
You
what?
You need a compliment?
Yes, everyone needs a compliment every once in a while, Joel. Joel, you are the number one person on Sports Map. That is great work. Congratulations. I'm so proud to see that. I'm so happy for you.
Is that true?
Yes.
See? All right.
A compliment.
Thank Fantastic
you.
Compliment.
Thank you, Raheel. That doesn't need to get out.
Nick.
One that he deserves.
One he deserves. Because you know why? Joel puts in the work. He's actually out there grinding, writing some great content. His Khalil Mack, JD Clowney one did great.
That's
Facebook people
bit.
Loved it. Started a great discussion. Awesome work.
Appreciate
Nick,
that.
You're a fantastic producer.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And you add something to the show. It's awesome.
Who's a better producer, me or Dell?
Dell.
that was too quick, Nick. That
you
was very
a-hole.
Quick. That was very quick.
Hey, look, you fish for too much compliment. You went a little too far.
I went too far with that?
Yeah, you can't stay in the water too long.
I got to stop at one compliment is what you're trying
but
to say.
Like, I mean, but
compliments
you and
are
I,
nice.
But that happens all the time because you and I are constantly talking about, and I've said, I love our basketball mm-hmm. conversations. That's why we text during games and things like that because we're basketball junkies. And all the different things that we go through and do like that, that's one thing. But, I mean, I don't think you need compliments from the parents at the daycare.
No, they don't. I don't need verbal compliments. I just need...
You need that eye
gaze.
Contact?
Eye contact. I know. I see it. It's more than a compliment. It's a little bit more because anybody can go up to you like, hey, looking good. But to give that gaze, like, I'm kind of checking you out, that's next level.
Do you do the slight chuckle and tell Stacy's mom you got it going on?
Oh, no. I play I'm Too Cool For You.
Oh, God.
I don't even make... I know they're looking.
Did you look at the D? Huh? All right. Have a nice day.
Yeah, the diaper bag. Speaking of NBA, real quickly.
Yes.
Did you by any chance get a chance to watch the junior NBA on Fox over the weekend?
I saw some of it. I saw it in passing. I didn't stop and watch any games. But...
I did. I like was trying to wager on it.
Really?
Dude, I'm a basketball junkie. If I see basketball.
Like D-Wade's kid was playing, right? Because D-Wade was there and he like did this special appearance for all the kids, surprised them, which was very cool. But I thought that it was a little much. They had the announcers and everything.
It was a broadcast on Fox. It was really well done, by the way. It was nice. Like Fox, you know, they could have just went half-ass at it, but it was something the kids will remember, right? Like they were on network television on a game. That's something that D-League teams don't get. It was a junior NBA tournament, and it was pretty cool to see. And the Southeast team won me some money, so thank you.
You didn't literally get to bet on it.
Oh, bro.
Stop it. You did it with, like, your brother-in-law
over, you can
like,
bet.
Lunch.
Because I saw that they were playing Central earlier in the day, and then they had a night game. And they were looking good. They rested their starters. Unloaded.
Nick, look for the Sports Map videos coming as they break down the wagering of junior NBA with Raheel.
Hey,
and his logo.
Jerry Bo?
Yeah, Jerry Bo's got nothing on Raheel. He's going to start giving you the picks to click on the junior NBA.
No, I don't want to take on Jerry Bo. I want to be one of his...
Minions
underneath his like, hey, and let's go to Raheel for some junior NBA tournament talk.
Okay, all right, better you than me. Lawrence, hang in there. We're gonna get to you next, as well as you get it, your favorite and ours, OU Mike on hold. So stay tuned for that if you're listening. Also, want to remind you this Saturday, August the 18th at Warehouse Live, Michael Rappaport and G Moody. Doing a little I Am Rappaport stereo podcast. If you haven't heard Michael Rappaport rant and you haven't heard one of his podcasts, you're missing out. Because this dude lets it fly, and he can talk some smack. So if you want to see it live, check out warehouselive.com. Get your tickets. Paul Wall is going to be a special guest. But Michael Rappaport brings it. So check it out this Saturday at Warehouse Live. Back with a whole lot more of the usual suspects. Don't go anywhere. ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, second half hour of the show. Love having you guys along for the ride, having some fun. Raheel's in for Barry. Nick and I are here. It's a Thursday. Tomorrow's an FEF Friday. We still probably haven't worked on the exact pronunciation that he likes, but Jerry Rocha, I think we've both agreed, is what we're going with. One of Barry's friends. He's been on the show before. Great dude. Big sports fan. He's in town doing some comedy. Probably going to give away some tickets, too, I think, so that'll be even more worth your while, but Jerry should be fun. Because Raheel didn't pick 3 days, he picked two. So Jerry was available to stand in.
I was hoping you'd ask me yesterday, too, but you picked the guy that showed up late, so that's on you.
That's not true.
You know who would have been on time?
You. Wait. You'd have been on time for the production meeting, or you'd have been on time for the actual show?
No, for the actual show.
Uh-huh.
Actual show. Well, yesterday I would have been on time for production
meeting. Now you're on Barry's schedule. Okay, I'm just clarifying.
No, one
just
time.
To make sure.
I was still here 8 minutes before. And I already did a production meeting. It was my show. I already got through everything, so like I'm ready
show.
For it. Yeah,
this is the big show.
This
I know,
is the big
I know
show.
It's
this
the big
way,
show.
We got a different way of doing things
but
around here, pal.
I'm ready. I'm ready. I have two good stories for you guys. See,
so you're tapped out now.
Yeah, that's it.
Wow,
I'm a fill-in.
Garrick
guys.
On
I'm
Twitter
a full-time
says,
fill-in.
"Keep OU Mike on hold for the entire show, but keep saying you'll get to him in the next segment. Each time you go to break, that would be hilarious. No, really, that'd be mean-spirited."
No, that'd be great.
Well, you know, I don't know if you know this either, but he got stage fright a couple times. A couple times he was on hold, and so we would tease the fact that he was coming up after the break, and he, without, he just hung up during the break.
For like, a while, but that was at the beginning of our tenure with the, I mean, the beginning of the show. He stopped doing that. I don't really see him doing that.
No, anymore. No, yeah, he's definitely built up a lot more confidence. I mean, it's like my man White Magic. White Magic was oozing with confidence forever and a day. And then the whole AJ thing happened, and now we're lucky to get a text message
yeah.
where he's three segments behind, and I have to tell him to go check the podcast because he'll say, "Why don't you guys talk about so-and-so?" I'm like, "Oh, we did that in the first hour."
Yeah.
I feel
Shout
bad.
Out to White Magic.
White
you call
Magic.
It the AJ situation. I call it the White Magic situation because he's the one who challenged him first.
I had to tell him that, too. I felt
it's
bad
like,
about
It's kind of true.
I
mean, like, actually, it is
to
true.
Tell him that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he kind of hit me up after all that all went down. He's like, "Man, why is everybody getting all over this?" And I was like, "Bro, you might want to go back and listen to that podcast because that's it didn't maybe you didn't realize it came out that way, but that was not a good situation." Texter says, "Raheel, nobody does a male pool party like you." A compliment.
It's not I don't do pool parties, by the way, because I don't have a pool in my backyard at this point in my life, unfortunately, but I do. Do a weekend at Schlitterbahn. Actually, just one day. So I am good at that.
Schlitterbahn.
Yeah. I am going to go where the rivers connect me and the current takes
you
us.
I do love you.
How do you know the lyrics to that commercial?
How do you not know it? It's one of the best songs ever.
It does do a good job of making you, yeah. like, it gets stuck in your head for sure.
It's the hottest, coolest time. Let's go to Schlitterbahn. I'm going Sunday.
I did enjoy the Spanish version that you emailed to me the other day.
Yeah, you played it for us. That was actually
I thought
pretty
that was funny.
Yeah.
Someone texted and said, "My child was at daycare. She was pushed and bullied. I told her next time it happened, kick him straight in the balls." And of course, she did it. They got a call from daycare. It's worth it.
How old really? Was the kid?
I mean, I'm not asking.
I don't know
questions.
About kicking. I don't know. If
she handled her business.
I hear stories like that.
If
I'm
she's
like,
getting bullied,
you,
she handled her business.
Yeah. Did you really teach your kid to kick him right in the balls?
Oh, so you don't believe? You're doubting the parent?
Yeah. It sounds like a story, huh? Not like a real event.
I don't know if I would tell her to do that.
Yeah, I'm not either.
Or him.
You just teach him. Hey, just. Learn the Heisman. Move off. You don't need to instigate more.
Yeah.
Nick's got nephews. He clears out the living room, moves the coffee table. All you hear, oh. Oh. Nick's just teaching him kick for the groin. Kick him in the jimmy.
It's different with boys, though. Because I have twin nephews. And when I hang out with them, it's a lot different than how we are with daughters. I'm like, who wants to wrestle? Throwing them up against stuff. Their parents are getting mad at me. And then when my daughter wants to join in, you know, you go look like, oh, yeah, you can. Gentle. But when the boys attack me, rough them up. Cut a promo on them. So different.
It's true.
I mean, like, look,
I get that.
But yeah. I'm not good with kids, so I don't really.
When she gets older, maybe we'll be a little bit more aggressive. But right now, I'm good.
At this point, they don't know what they're doing anyway, for the most part. So, yeah. I mean, because Lisa's really panicked. She's like, if we get to do another one of these, are they going to kick her out of school? I'm like, no.
No.
Stop.
Are you guys good on, do you guys make your payments on time?
Yeah.
Oh, that's all that matters.
They're not kicking you out.
Great point.
And on teacher appreciation, we take care of the teachers. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we got it.
Yeah, they're not kicking you out. Now, if you're behind on payments, That could be like, oh, look, she gets in a lot of fights. You're out.
It could be a way to nip.
Wait, you
got
to be nice to the teachers too. Like, are you giving them tickets to Rockets games and stuff like that? Like, what are you doing?
Like you're giving them
other gifts.
Oh, I was. Yes. Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Yep. Teacher appreciation day.
But the problem was is that they all get comfortable. Like comfortable. The Taylor's first teacher, because I used to give her and her brother ticket. Her brother was a big Rockets fan, everything like that. And all of a sudden, it was like, don't wait for me to ask. They started asking me for Warriors tickets. I'm like, okay, now you can slow your roll because that ain't happening. So, yeah, that's like stretching your liberties a little too much. So, we got a full board. Let's get some calls. Who do you want to say? Lawrence was holding the longest. Lawrence, what's up?
Yeah, how y'all doing? I was just watching ESPN, and Jalen Ramsey, the quarterback for Jacksonville or whatever.
Yep.
Man, he was talking about all the quarterbacks that suck, and that's all right, but he forgot Jameis Winston, baby, because he's part of state strength or what. But I see he trying. It seems like to me he's trying to make himself like the bad boy of the NFL. And now every time after a game, all the reporters gonna come to him because they know he gonna give. They gonna give him some to strength. What y'all think about that? I hang up.
Well, here's what I'd say right off the top, Lawrence. You mentioned he went to Florida State, so if you're gonna, and he's a defensive back. And he's one of the best in the business. If you want to learn how to play defensive back and you want to emulate someone that went to Florida State, Deion Sanders went to Florida State. Deion Sanders loved to talk it, back it up. And I'm sure that that was the blueprint that Jalen used to say, I can do this. I can be like Prime. And the bottom line is, like I said, he's free to say whatever. He's always been a quote machine. He and DeAndre Hopkins, Lance and I talked about it yesterday. They've gotten into it in the past. They now have kind of a mutual respect thing going. But they both like to feel like they're the best at their craft, and they'll back it up, and they'll talk about it. And I think that, again, this is a different era from the old school era. But obviously the media loves it. But the players themselves love it because, like you said, the reputation, good, bad, or indifferent, people are talking about him. And he loves the run he's getting.
I don't think he went out of his way to become the bad guy of the NFL. That is Jalen Ramsey. You're going to ask him a question. He's going to give you an honest answer. And I love that. It's so refreshing. We should be celebrating this. There was a lot of feedback and kickback yesterday on Twitter. Like, whoa. Hey, that's a little abrasive, man. A little aggressive there. So then do you want to go back to the whole, well, a cornerback in the league said that Joe Flacco's trash. Anonymous sources?
Right.
Or do you want a guy to put his name on there, have the supreme confidence to talk smack and then back it up or not back it up?
Yep.
It's great. I think it's wonderful. I don't think he's trying to be the bad boy of the NFL. This is just, hey, Jalen, what do you think about coffee? Do you like coffee? And if he doesn't like coffee, he's going to go off on coffee. Like, that's just his thing. He's going to be honest. And that is fantastic for us as sports radio hosts because it's great content.
It is. It's fantastic for everybody. And the other thing is, look, he's as good as he is for a reason. So a lot of teams don't throw at him. But now, probably kind of in the back of his mind, he knows he busted on Eli Manning. And he knows in week one they play the Giants. He's hoping, because he believes supremely in his abilities, I dare you to throw my way. Because then I'm going to get some play, I'm going to get some action, and I got a chance to really live up to my billing too and show you that you're trash and I'm really good.
So. There's nothing wrong with that. I think he should continue to do that. And I totally agree with Raheel in terms of the type of report. The last thing you want to see is something that says sources, you know, anonymous sources, according to sources. So I appreciate Jalen Ramsey. But the thing is, it's only going to go on for so long, I feel like, before the team is probably going
to
step in.
And that is surprising that, you know, the team outside of the threat to the reporter who posted the fight stuff that maybe he shouldn't have or whatever.
Oh, he should.
That was like a threat, right? Like, hey, you want to go to battle, then we're ready. If he just goes, why'd you post it? Team's not doing anything. I don't think the team has taken any steps or have shown any signs just yet. And that's a good question. Like, when will they? Or do they? Like, do you limit a guy? What makes him so good is the fact that he's so confident that he is willing to talk about other quarterbacks, talk trash about everyone.
But don't say
limit it.
Don't say go to war. Remember the Isaiah factor when Isaiah was waiting from Fox 26. Isaiah Carey was waiting at Arian Foster's driveway to talk about the baby mama situation, and Arian got mad. And so for what, several weeks, Arian would have either the same answer to every question, like Marshawn Lynch. Mm-hmm. Or he'd do it with an English accent and have the same answer to every question. He's still doing the media, but just go ahead and say, you know what, bro? If you're going to do stuff like that, then we're going to give you the silent treatment. We'll do this, we'll do that. There's a different way of going about it. Because, look, the guy had The guy did nothing wrong. Even Randy McAvoy is by the book. And he was like the same thing. In the media availability, if that goes down and we've got our cameras out and we get it, we're going with it. And that's what the media is there to do.
Yeah, the first thing he asked was it a place where they allowed video, where they allowed cameras? And
during the time when it's media availability.
And it was. Yep. And that's all that matters. So there's certain places where, like cell phones, like we talked about, are off limits, the locker rooms and stuff like that, because they don't want you taking pictures and potentially, you know, catching. I think Raheel actually saw a video that I posted in the visiting locker room at NRG, and I had to delete it.
Yeah.
Do you remember that video?
It was a dude changing in the back, right?
Yeah, and I didn't notice it, and I published it, and I had to take it down. And then he texts me, and he's like, dude, did you take it down because of this? I'm like, yeah.
There's a dong.
Just hanging.
I think it was just his ass.
Right. Because the towel was around him.
And you're just like, you have to be very careful, and that's why you got to do upper body shots only, and they always do it against the wall. You guys will notice that.
Yeah, we talked about it with Randy. Yeah. And the thing is, and I brought up that when we were in the Compaq Center, that one of the Asian media members was going to get a lot of money if he got a shot of Yao Naked. And he was constantly trying to get it, and he got some video one time, and our PR staff had to chase him halfway up the... Remember the ramp that was at Compaq Center in the parking? Yeah.
I know that guy. He's super weird, get rid of it. I'm assuming that's the same dude that got fired after Draymond Green went off on him, right? That guy.
I don't know if it's that guy, but I know that they had to confiscate the camera and destroy the video.
Here's an interesting question.
That was the best thing. I could play that back all day, over and over again.
What are you asking me, bro?
Did you just play male media member, female media member, Chinese food?
No, I did the actual question. That's how he asked it.
He actually confused himself. Yeah. He couldn't remember which days the Rockets played the Warriors and stuff like that. It was so funny.
I wouldn't get mad if he's doing a sports talk show in China right now and he's making fun of me by saying comfortable. That's how I say it. Here's how he asked the question. I did it exactly how he did it.
Hey, you remember how we talked about stage fright with OU Mike? He gone. He skipped on us again. So maybe he's back to his old ways. There's plenty of show still to go. So for you guys as well, Mito, we see you. We're going to get to you next. We're going to keep rolling along. If there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, 713-780-3776, HRNP Listener Line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter where it's @_Raheel, @TheProducerNick, and @PacManJoel with a K. Back with more ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, you heard the man, but Barry's out for the week, so Raheel is in. OU Mike, texting away, but stage frighted out on his appearance on the show. I thought he had to go get his overalls cleaned or there was a blue light special at Kmart, but he has now texted the show to say he had to go to the man center to get my confidence back. Well, we await the results, Mike. Just like the rest of the free world.
Hopefully you took advantage of the free general male wellness exam. There you go.
Got that in for you. Good job. Mito's been waiting. He wants to talk about daughters. What's up?
Hey, what's up, man? I got a 4-year-old and a 3-year-old. And my 4-year-old at the daycare, they call her the Reaganator. Her name's Reagan, but they call her the Reaganator at school. She be tearing everything up and be fighting all the little kids at school. And I believe at the daycare, they got like a three strikes and you're out type deal. But they still haven't kicked her out, so I don't know how that works.
Again, are you on time with your payments?
You're on time with your payments, and they're terrified she might beat their ass, too.
But then whenever we get home, my little 3-year-old be messing with my 4-year-old. I'm like, girl, where's the Reaganator at?
That's awesome. The Reaganator. Yeah.
She can't be the Reaganator at all times. Like, you know, with us, like, we can't be sports radio hosts at all times. Like, right. You got to turn it off at some point. Maybe she's tired of just kicking ass all day and she just wants to come home and relax. Maybe she doesn't want to talk.
I always say you got to be able to flip the switch and turn it off. Like, you know, your voice is deeper and you're more, you know, careful about what you say, but you're always very more concise on the air. And then off the air, it's totally different. And that's the way it's supposed to be. But I've told Nick this story, but there was a guy that used to want to work for the Rockets that was doing minor league hockey. And he used to call me probably quarterly. And everyone in my office just hoped he left the voicemail. And I wasn't at my desk because the voicemails were all world because he could not turn it off. So the voicemails basically were, good afternoon, Joel. I'm wondering if you might have some time for some coffee. I'll be available Wednesday through Friday at approximately 1 p.m. Let me know of your schedule. My number is, and I'm like, seriously, dude, you got to be able to flip that switch.
Did he play like a music band or something? Or did he just...
Well, without giving too much away, the guy also was a concert performer with an instrument. And I always was wondering if he was going to like enhance the voicemails. But yeah, every single one of them like that. Not like, hey, Joel, checking up with you again. See if you guys have any openings in the department. I'd love to talk to you about the Rock. No, it was always, good morning. I'm like, oh. Yeah.
That dude leaves his own, he sets his own voicemail message, the little greeting. You know, a lot of voice people do that. Like, oh, yeah, I'll record your greeting for you.
Yeah.
He does his own. He loves it.
When I was with the Blazers, I had our play-by-play guys do that.
Right?
Like, they cut my voicemail.
Yeah. You don't, but if you're going to do that, you get someone else to do it.
Right.
My dude is in character the whole time doing his own voicemail. That's a little, it's a little weird.
Yeah, I had a buddy of mine that was an equipment manager in the league, and whatever team he was on, he would have, like, he was in Milwaukee for a while. He had Giannis do his voicemail, and that was really cool because Giannis, you can tell his English isn't great, too. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, people got a kick out of that. But if it's you doing you, it's not good.
Yeah, I don't I think mine is just leave a voicemail or, like, it's just, you've reached the voicemail.
I always
box.
Leave it to default or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Set to, so.
But there was a time where I cared about that. It'd be really, you know,
but
like
who would speak
or something.
Well, but now you've
got
better things to worry about, like your suits and cuts and shopping. And
nobody
like
calls. Nobody calls to leave voicemails. Like, my dad does, but that's about it. I don't think and spam and like telemarketers. That's it. Nobody else calls.
Yeah, because I think that's for the most, that's a fair comment, because for the most part, if you call, like if I call Nick, he doesn't answer. I'm not leaving a voicemail. I'll just I'll text him so that he's got it, you know, something. For whatever.
I mean, that's how I tell. I mean, I still take that approach where if you don't leave a voicemail, your phone number wasn't important. You know what I mean? Whatever, whoever called me and I didn't recognize the number, you didn't leave a voicemail. And that's why I actually feel telemarketers don't leave voicemails, because in a way it's kind of an indicator that it is a telemarketer when they don't leave a voicemail. Because you're not going to return a phone call to a sales pitch, are you?
No, but mine, like they just stay on hold and you just hear the background noise and you hear people rustling and bothering other people and then it just hangs up. And there's no talking, So there's that.
Nestor Carmona, Nick, says that you were finessing the game because you were really posting of a guy changing, but everyone else just assumed it was sports related, so you went with it.
I'm not following. I missed that.
He tweeted it to you as well. Yeah,
he's saying you kept it for your own
personal
use. Finessing
the game because you were actually intentionally shooting the guy. Wow. Yeah, you were getting the Maurice cheeks on film, is what he's basically saying.
All right, Nestor Carmona,
you're on the list. Mark it down, Nick. Mark, put him on the list.
The blacklist.
Well, I'm not going to call it that. That's racial. I'm just talking about the fact that we have a list of people that do bad things.
So the brown list.
You don't ban anybody on your show, do you, Raheel?
Nah. I don't care enough.
No.
I don't care enough? Yeah, I don't care enough to ban somebody.
Okay.
Yeah, like I just ignore it. If somebody's hating on me, I just ignore it. Oh, well. What can you do?
And again, I go back to the fact that, you know, I would kind of ask Barry and Nick for advice on what to do and not to do. Mm-hmm. And I found out quickly, Barry is do as I say, not as I do. Because he would tell me, don't even respond to him, ignore him, do this. And then when someone ticks him off, Nick can attest, he is in kill that MF mode. Yeah, he wants blood. So, yeah, I looked at him the other day when it was going down last time he got mad at somebody. I was like, wow, dude. You're doing everything you told me not to do. And he's like, sometimes you just got to him. Okay.
They've even figured out how to, I guess you can copy and paste the phone number into Facebook. And then it identifies.
Yeah, I've heard him do that before.
I was like, dang.
I'm like, dude, who cares? Just, oh, well. Wait, who's, is Mr. Gao happy? Are the higher-ups happy?
Yeah, those. All that matters. That's important.
That's important. Literally, that's all that's important.
Yeah, you're right. No, that's absolutely right.
Why even get in a fight with somebody anonymously texting? And then you have to go to Facebook. And then, like, now what if you accidentally click something and you add him as a friend? turns into this relationship. Turns out the guy's actually kind of nice. And you have a new friend, but it was built on hate.
I mean, but that's kind of what
That's not a bad way to start a friendship. But
I've had that happen a lot. And especially when Barry said, don't ever look at the comments when we do columns and videos that get posted to Facebook. Because, again, people anonymously, for the most part, they just start firing shots. But I kind of responded to a couple of them. And it's amazing how quickly they turn around and go, no, I'm a big fan of the show. I didn't mean to upset you, blah, blah. I was like, oh, really? Because
Michael Rappaport, I guess our ESPN account, tweeted out the podcast that he's doing.
Yeah.
And then someone responded and was hating on Michael Rappaport. And then he responded to that tweet. So it just kind of depends on the person.
Damn.
Really?
Yeah,
he responded on an ESPN tweet?
ESPN 97.5
Good for him.
Tweeted it out and promoted his event.
The one that I'm trying, the one I just talked about at Warehouse
And
Live.
Then he responded from his podcast Twitter handle. Mm. So it may not be him.
Could be somebody running it.
But still, someone responded. You know
who you don't want to get in a beef with in a bleep talking match? Michael Rappaport.
He's pretty good.
He's insanely good.
He's the best in the business.
Yeah.
You don't want to mess with him.
One of the best rants ever was the Tiki Torch rally in Virginia.
I haven't seen that one. I'll pull it up.
Oh, the one on Instagram?
Wow. Yes.
Oh, that was fantastic.
Oh, did he go off?
Didn't miss a beat.
Yeah.
Well spoken.
Man, he took down Barstool Sports. We'll tell you that. When that whole thing was happening and he unloaded a podcast on him.
That went back and forth for a while.
I was like, man, Michael Rappaport, I hope I'm never on your radar.
Yeah.
Because you're going to waste a rant and I'm just going to be like, I don't care.
But that's the great, and that's the greatest thing about social media is it's uncensored because he just lets it fly.
Yeah. I like it when he calls people a mark ass B word. It's so funny to me.
You can say the B word. You know?
Yeah, but I don't like overusing it.
Oh, boy. He's just got rules. I don't understand all these rules.
Internal rules.
Is that what it is?
Joel, if we can't guide ourselves, how are we going to guide others?
Too deep for me. 1 hour in the books, 2 hours to go in the big show. Don't go anywhere. It's Raheel, Nick, and Joel on the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Let me be-